On July 8th, Summer's In at the Backstage Lounge at 1585 Johnson Street on Granville Island. It's an evening of song and dance with Anthropology of Love, The Ponderosas, Mercy Years, and Blake Acoustic. Four fantastic acts for $8. Doors are at 8 and the music starts at 8:30. And find Anthropology of Love on Facebook to enter their photo contest. Capture an expression of love for your chance to win a performance in the comfort of your own home. Submissions are due by July 1st. Winners will be announced at Backstage Lounge after the headline. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM and Historical Records.
Thursday, July 5th and Friday, July 6th. Charge, Distorted, and CITR 101.9 FM celebrate 10 years of Generation Annihilation bombarding the airways with punk rock with long-running Scottish anarcho-punks Oi Polloi. Thursday, catch Oi Polloi along with locals Bishop's Green, Brady's Problem, and Car 87 for some drunken fun at Funky Winker Beans, 23 West Hastings. Friday will be an all-ages rager with Oi Polloi, Spectres, Systematic, Kozmar, and Total War at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, 805 East Pender. Both shows are $10 at the door.
I'm friends. Each of you trying to go under, but hoping it never ends. Finally make it to winter, and all rejoice in the snow. Crawling over each other, there's nowhere else you can go.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. So that was Joseph Arthur with the song Almost Blue from the CD The Graduation Ceremony, released last year. Before that, we just received a CD here from Michael Rault. The CD is called Whirlpool and the song was I Wanna Love You. Before that, the Raveonettes from Denmark, one of my favorite bands. The song was Recharge and Revolt from the city of the same name. And we started the show with Brastonaut. That's what we're listening there in the back. Vancouver band Brastonaut. They have a cool new CD called Mean Sun. Yeah, pretty cool. Brastonaut. So we're going to have a couple of interviews later on, but let's talk a little bit about the festivals that are happening in BC. First one is the Keloha in Kelowna. That's happening between the 6th and the 8th of July. So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 3 days in Kelowna, and they have a really cool lineup. Friday, Tokyo Police Club is going to be performing with the Limousines and We Are the City. On Saturday, the Pack AD, the Boom Booms, Buck Knife, Dirty Radio, Cold War Kids, among others. And Sunday, July 8th, Owl Nation, the Sheepdogs, The Whale, Hey Ocean, John Roy, Shout Out, 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 Acres of Lions. So, pretty cool festival. So, listen to a couple of songs from bands that are going to be performing there. listen to Said the Whale. They have a couple of new CDs, Said the Whale. One is, the latest is called Little Mountain. But I like this song very much, so we're gonna listen to this. It's called Camilo the Magician. And we'll be right back. So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. We were listening there to AOL Nation. They're going to be performing at the Kaloha Festival in Kelowna from the 6th to the 8th of July, so this weekend. So if you're going to do a little road trip, it's going to be a cool festival to attend. And so now we have a Joe...
Klimke. There you go.
Klimke, okay. He's the director of a really cool film called Hip Hop Hey. No, like Canadian way. So I guess you're exploring there the identity of Canadian hip hop, right? In the documentary?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. And what did you find out?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to say thanks for having me on here. And it's kind of weird because I, you know, had a show at CITR for 6 years, and to be on the other side is a little different for me right now. But it's good to be here, first of all. And I love CITR, and I love everything that CITR embodies, and the fact that anyone can have a show. And, you know, it's an amazing place where I kind of got the idea to start this documentary.
Okay.
Because I had a lot of different people come in to the show, and it kind of dawned on me that, you know, there's so many great acts, but I didn't think that they were getting representation. So I kind of felt that, you know, it would be really great to kind of showcase some of the people that I idolized growing up. And it kind of stemmed from there. Okay. And then in terms of, you know, where I see the identity of Canadian hip hop, I'd say that, you know, Canada really represents kind of the grimy, you know, true essence of hip hop, you know, sampling beats, turntablism. And I really feel that Canada really, really embodies that, that kind of identity. And that's kind of what I found doing this.
Cool. So your show was hip hop?
Yeah, it was called Beats from the Basement.
Okay.
I started Thursday nights, and then I went to Tuesday nights, and then ended up Saturday nights. And it was probably some of my favorite times. I got to meet one of the greatest journalists, I believe, in the world, in Nardwar the Human Serviette. And, you know, and I've been shooting for him for the last 2 years, some of his interviews. And I wouldn't have started this documentary. I wouldn't have been able to meet him. And, I really have to thank CITR for that, because it was, you know, definitely a starting point for me, and I truly thank CITR for that.
Cool. So yeah, that's cool that you thought about doing the documentary as of from CITR. How long does it take you to shoot the documentary?
Well, it was, you know, because I didn't really travel at first. It was just kind of when acts would come into town.
Mm-hmm.
So it took about a little over just 5 years. And I was pretty close to finishing it last year. And I had the opportunity to go to Toronto to the CBC Hip Hop forum that they had there.
Uh-huh.
And I got the likes of Cardinal Fischel, Buck 65, Dream Warriors, Mishi Me, Cadence Weapon there, and it was a great opportunity. And so it kind of finished off the documentary, and it kind of gave me an opportunity to access those guys there, which was really amazing.
Cool.
And I have to say that you know, I think that people should come down July 8th at the Rio Theater. That's going to be the premiere. Should be an exciting night. We're going to have Kilo C from the Crispy Biscuit. Used to be on Co-op Radio back in the day. They just started a new show on Thursday nights at CJSF, SFU,
okay,
starting at midnight. He's going to be DJing. There's going to be some acts, kind of surprise guests DJing after the screening. So it should be a really fun night.
Yeah, well, you were talking about Cadence Weapon. He's going to be performing on July 9th, so is he going to be there, maybe?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's a really good guy, and I have to say that he has some great stuff to say in the documentary. And he really, I feel like he really embodied and really captured kind of how he feels, and I feel that, you know, he's a really great artist, and he really had some great things to say.
Cool. So is that the world premiere on the 8th?
That is the world premiere.
That's cool.
That's the world premiere. It's the first time it's been shown to a mass audience.
Okay, so that's on July 8th. That's a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what time?
Doors open at 7:30. We're going to have some drinks because the Rio Theater just had their awesome liquor license.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we can have some beers, wine, whatever you like. And the movie will probably start around 8:30.
Okay.
And then, yeah, then we're going to have some shows after. So
little party afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so you brought a CD.
I did.
So let's play a song from there, no?
Yeah, we should do that. Gonna set this up. This is, if you know who Grand Analog is, before they were Grand Analog, they were in a group called Mood Ruff. And
okay.
This is off the album Nightlife Types, and it's called No Hooks. It's probably one of my favorite tracks growing up. So
okay, cool. So stick around because Rob Hill is here, and he's going to be performing a couple of songs. So yeah, and we'll give away a couple of tickets, no?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So yeah, stick around. Telephone number here is 822-2487. 822-2487.
Buckle up and come ride with us, the providers of the F-U-N-K. With underground status, I can do this my way. Let my rhyme pay, okay, no break. Today's a new day,
a new day.
I come to do my thing, make it happen, man. You never catch me slacking like them boys that be snacking when they bite. Insight that's made to excite. If you're sitting in my brain, then I wouldn't have to explain. My occupation is strictly communication. I dedicate to the world that I be facing. That is the key to unlock new melodies that gotta needs your forfeit. Style morbid, rapping about sick hexes. Keep your remixes, kid. Wanna get with this? Sip my liquid as if you were an addict, a rhyming fanatic. I treat my hip-hop just like it's mathematics. I study what you come with. We getting live with this underground function. We getting live with it.
Who's the one you trust in? I'll bring the ruck with spontaneous combustion. Spit so much, my microphone be rusting. Induction to the Hall of Fame. The designated hit game to sharpen up this game. Old styles is plainer with the grain. I'm a mentally expanded, explore new terrain. What's your name?
Oh, Dario, the daydream fame.
Oh, what's your function?
I dedicate my life to this dream.
What's that mean?
I'ma leave my mark on the scene. Cutting off dead ends just like a hag and green.
Well, it seems my team be out for more than a cream. I get 2-for-1 rap with every coupon redeemed. Haven't hit that mainstream, but when it happened, guaranteed satisfaction. Making moves, so cool's relaxing. Interaction, let them crowd participation. Sketch me, button up the waxing. Vocally dispatching the word from the wise. And I advise you not to compromise your intention. Hanging in suspense, make you wonder what's next. Hypnotized by my flow, lost within the vortex. Respects due to all the nightlife types. Dedicated to the art, keeping their part tight. Despite a system trying to hold us down, but I'ma keep banging, can't stop the sound.
Style on the planet, let's make it work. Get your camera, the panic, or hit the dirt. Dice D coming in like an alien. Recognize my composure, no comparison. Hope you're not fearing, but feeling. My spirit is appealing. We rock rhymes while you dancing on the ceiling. The underground rooftops. Can you never miss a second unless you intox? I hate it, never faded, plus I never will endorse. So I make your backbone slide and rock your torso. As for the bro with the vertebrae that's on a roll, pick it up and keep it moving like you sold your soul. No doubt, clout, you know we keep it tight. No need for light, cause we wild for the night.
Intense for a chain of events, condensing got me stressed. I need to release to get some talk, but just care less. Who's impressed by the gimmicks? I'ma get inside your head, put your mental to the limits and win us. Lay down on the line, we'll rise to the occasion. Full scale invasion, pinpoint your location. Drop a bomb, incineration. Confirmation of your status been completed. No longer a threat, you've been deleted. You will defeat it. Defeat it cause you played yourself. Ignorance is bad for your health. I'm moving in stealth, undetected. Flows resurrected, injected. Directed to your brain until infected. You can't affect it. These beats that we selected. Even if you're not down, you must respect it.
I'm off to the Fort Knox to knock down the door. Steal from the rich and give to the poor. Rap whore, never stop what I'm doing. Next time you see me, you know that I'm pursuing. My career swing, never miss. Coming swift like a fist in a rage. Catch my trip with the one.
Spit, designated hit, alias Maximo. I'll leave my mark and then split, 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 split.
Yes, Schmidt, you can. My man and I, we making moves like it's nothing. The task you use is like the start of your ending. No bluffing, we either laid back or move roughing. Let me tell you something, we enticed to make it nice. I blow the door up in the sky, better get your owner, make some pie. Sweet potato, be an innovator. Make your way up to the top like double deckers, and I'll catch you later.
So we're back here with Joe. So that was Moodruff?
Moodruff. They're now Dario from Moodruff is, and Ophield from Moodruff have now combined to start a new group called Grand Analog. That they're coming out with a new album in August. They have two albums out. They've won like the West Hip Hop Album of the Year. They... I feel like they're just on the verge of blowing up, and they've done like some crossover stuff with Charlie Tuna. I think they're and they have some live instrument aspects that they've added to Grand Analog, where they have like a bass player and a keyboardist, and they still kind of have the turntables, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, cool. You have a lot of artists there in the documentary.
Yeah, they're definitely. It's definitely a huge eclectic mix of guys across Canada.
Who do you think is making waves around the world from the Canadian hip hop scene?
Well, you know, I can't say enough about guys like Cardinal Fischel, who's you know, not too long ago, him and DJ Kimo from Vancouver, who produced Dangerous with Akon, that was a number one hit. Also, Cardinal Fischel was one of the only guys that can say that he's, you know, honorary member of the Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
And, or even guys like Shad, who's, I guess he's, you know, he's going to school here and has been hanging out here and hanging out with some local rock groups like Hey Ocean. And doing kind of crossover stuff. I saw them last year at CBC, and they did some really cool stuff there. And you know, I think that guys like Times New Roman, Roby's in one of the guys I interviewed. They just came out with a great song called "Sade Is in My Tape Deck," and they're I feel like they're kind of also making some noise. They kind of have this idea of, instead of, you know, giving out physical CDs, they're giving out actual objects that are kind of like USB keys instead of, you know, CDs or, you know, online. So it's kind of a cool thing, you know. It's a lot of people are doing different things, and mm-hmm. it's I think it's a good time for music, because a lot of people, you know, are scared of, you know, giving away music for free. But, you know, I think a lot of the artists I talked to were pretty... okay with having their stuff go away for free, because, you know, I had a guy like Chin and Jetty talk about, you know, it's about selling your lifestyle. It's about selling, you know, who you are as a person going on tour. And that's one of the underlying things of the documentary was a lot of guys talking about the way you make money these days is going on tour. It's not really about record sales.
Selling CD anymore, yeah. Cool. Yeah, and you have other artists like Rascals, Swollen Members, Buck 65. Yeah, a lot of cool people there in your documentary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hip hop. A lot of the times, it's related to violence and, you know, gangster activity and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's not the case in the Canadian hip hop, eh?
Well, you know, there's some guys that still do that, but I would say that majority of guys kind of haven't really modeled themselves after anyone else, and they've kind of kept true to who, you know, what they're doing, and it's kind of their own thing, and just rapping about kind of what they know. And I wouldn't say a lot of guys are in that scene, you know. So I'd say that it's I wouldn't say there's much of that, no. And especially there's not much of that. I didn't really touch base with that in my doc. It was kind of a lot of the guys. It wasn't really prevalent in music I listened to, and I wasn't. Yeah. You know, I felt like it wasn't a lot of what these guys were playing.
Yeah. And where do you think it's a better scene here or Toronto or Montreal maybe? Or
well, you know, I love the scene here. It's great, and I think everyone's different. My grand kind of plan when I first started this was I wanted to go to every province to highlight every province's scene.
Yeah.
Because I think that every province has a great, you know, music scene, and Quebec is huge. And I've already got some flack for the fact that I don't really have any Quebec artists, and I wish I could have gotten some, but with, you know, just making it out of my own pocket, it really wasn't feasible for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that every scene is kind of different, and I think everyone has their own kind of, you know, everyone has their great points, and I really like to see maybe see that in the future of kind of highlight everyone that's you wouldn't think, but like, you know, Saskatchewan's got a rap scene, Edmonton's got a rap scene, Calgary's got a rap scene, and it'd be great to show that.
So maybe the next the next one will be in Quebec, huh?
Yeah. That if they allow me in Quebec, I don't know if they're gonna allow me in there from snubbing them, as some people have said already.
Yeah, well, you know, you can call it like hip hop Quebec or something.
that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, tell me something funny that happened during the documentary. Some anecdote or something that you remember while shooting the documentary.
There's been a lot of funny moments. I think one of the funny moments, there was a time, I'm not going to name names, but a couple guys were on the steps smoking a substance as I was interviewing them, and I didn't notice this till I looked at the footage after, but one of the guys sucked the thing that he was smoking so hard he swallowed it.
The roach?
Yeah. And I didn't really notice it at first, but a friend that I was editing with, he was like, oh, replay that. That's really funny. But we didn't put that in there. There's just, you know, a lot of people said a lot of great things. I think one of the guys that surprised me and said some of the most prolific statements was Chin and Jetty, who, has used to be in a group, Bassist Bass, but is a producer now. He still sings. He does the Hastings set, and he's just a great speaker. And he speaks from the heart, and a lot of things that he says is really relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that he was definitely one of the guys that I definitely enjoyed hearing from, and to hear in the documentary is absolutely amazing.
Cool. So this Sunday, 7:30.
Yep.
At the Rio Theater, right there in Commercial and Broadway. It's cool because you can have drinks there now.
I know.
A couple of people are going to be there performing. You said, who's going to be DJing?
Kilo C, he's from the Crispy Biscuit. Back in the day, was one of the pioneering hip-hop shows in Vancouver, where guys like Mocha Only and Prevail kind of started doing their freestyle thing, and guys like Kaboom, and I think it was a really important show, and on the journey, I being able to meet those guys was very cool for me, and to see to see them do their own show now again is a lot of people are super excited about that, so that's really cool.
And are you based in Vancouver now, or
I've lived here for about 8 years, but I guess we're going on a little mini tour, going to showing Winnipeg July 22nd, and then Toronto July 29th.
Cool. And mm-hmm. Festivals, have you getting to festivals?
Not yet. I wasn't really looking at festivals, because my I kind of came up with the idea of just going across Canada from looking at guys like Kevin Smith with Red State. I mean, mm-hmm. he's on a way bigger platform than me, but I kind of looked at it like, you have to pay money. You have to pay $100 for every time you send an application form to these festivals, and it's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
And for someone that I don't really have a lot of money, so, I was like, well, how about, I just put on show, and, if people want to come check it out, that's probably the best way that I could probably do it.
Yeah. Cool. So let's listen to another song, no?
Yeah, let's, if you want to set up, I want to set up track 5 there. That's from the Rascals, Deadly Fists of the Northwest. I think these guys are, legendary Vancouver group, legendary, Canadian group for that matter. that didn't get a lot of play in Vancouver, and on the radio station anyway. And, you know, they did things like Turn Down Junos. I think they're, you know, they trailblazed because, you know, the Junos used to be on a night before, not even televised, the hip-hop portion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, for them to turn down a Juno was kind of huge at the moment. So, and I look at those guys and, you know, being able to meet Red One was awe-inspired, you know. I grew up listening to them, so it was very cool for me.
Cool. Okay, so let's give away the tickets. Let's give away a couple of tickets to check out the world premiere of Hip Hop Hey at the Rio Theater this Sunday, July 8th at 7:30. Telephone number here is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487.
Before my verse, made Buddha bless you, cause he blessed me. In form of smoke from a tree with abilities to summon powers of the dreaded beast. As a lyricist, to the world as a terrorist, so from a distance, you see shrapnel and debris, and in an instant, your guys can recognize it's me. Black belt apple dance to the eighth degree, the champion is me, Red One. I be the all veteran, me at the all veteran. I'm betting on with the knowledge to make moves strong and abolish. Terrorizing tracks like Genghis Khan, we be the rawest. Artists from Northwest Saigon, and that's word to the uplifted fist of the dread clear. Cutting MCs like McMillan Blodell. So go tell a friend and so on, the movement of this dreaded fist no longer will be slept on. Dreaded fist of the Northwest, gotta be cautious how we exhibit our style to the people. Lethal doses, these comatose kids, to match the fist, there is no equal to this.
A way where words is chosen right to explain, poetry in my motion, coasting, in and out of range. To maintain, I switch up the timing, keep surprising line by line, a continuous jabbing at that syphilis. To your pressure spot, I pinpoint with the index finger, inject and let the rhyme linger. Lyrically do a numb in the ring, physically the champion of welterweights in my division, and still inching to get better. Somehow, someway, maybe this dreaded fist will be the smash someday. Till then I stay, and with my words I don't play, though I faint and patiently wait for made mistakes.
Flip back to a fighting position.
Slip me in the chamber, cock it back, toss me instrumentals and watch me bust on that. They must on crack, wanting they wigs split back, cause I we run this and it's a well-known fact. Never miss, all veteran and specialist, wrestle with the best, please, you can't handle this. It's too scandalous and dangerous for those trying to reframe us, enslave us, lining up our anuses and bust, but I don't think so. Who the fuck you think this is? It's the rascal Red One, baddest in this rap biz. Rap with the misfit, I get the beats off of chemo. Stay frozen, opposed like B-boys and Benedetto. Rock like metal, thus we heavy on the pedal. The chosen to rule over the bass and the treble. For those in flow blows and those who be posing, they scared cause they know we eat the mic like corrosion. Dreaded fist of the Northwest, gotta be cautious how we exhibit our style to the people. Lethal doses, leaves comatose hits. To match the fist, there is no equal to this.
Step back to a fighting position. Put the throat down and I'll bust your chest. Step back to a fighting position. Put the throat down and I'll bust your chest. Step back to a fighting position. Put the throat down and I'll bust your chest. Step back to a fighting position. Put the throat down and I'll bust your chest.
Dreaded fist of the Northwest, gotta be cautious how we exhibit our style to the people. Lethal doses, leaves comatose kids. To match the fist, there is no equal to this.
The old priest still lived at home.
Yeah. Yo, I live at home still, not paying phone bills. Hydro or rent, and my mom makes most meals. So it's so ill, I don't need no skrill. Only cash for gas when I borrow my folks' wheels. Whatever, our van died. Man, who I look like, that Lance guy? Ain't pushing no fantasy, looking like some 8-year-old kid on your grandma's street. You can go ahead, call me lazy. I just retired real young, y'all, call me Jay-Z. Or maybe I just hate these crappy jobs, call me crazy. But I refuse to work, a man, it's miserable. Can't do it.
lessons through the circumstance, and I need the cash to feed my astronomical appetite. But for the time being, y'all, I sacrifice and have a life. Mine is a couple of luxuries, is cutting my budget skins and getting some stuff for free. Like, why's a brother need a dentist? It's expensive, and my gums will bleed. They do every time when he scrubs them clean, and every year they try to bump the fee. Plus, I'll probably recommend braces. That's another G. Well, thanks a lot, doctor. Listen, I can brush my teeth all on my own, so you ain't gonna hustle me. So that takes care of the dental plan. Now here's a potential scam. Getting my toes crushed by your rental van. Then if I sue the driver and the rental guys, enterprise or whatever, I bet they would settle nice. Court, I join. Now I just gotta pay for the law forms. Spend 2 weeks eating popcorn like students do, except I'm grown and it's not dorms. So it's a bit more pathetic. Okay, a lot more. But what y'all got a mock for? What's wrong with my mock 3? Y'all gotta be macho and mock more. Well, not me, and I do not need to change blades. In summer, O'Hara shave, chin, back, face, legs. And the rashes really last more than 8 days, usually. So that's cool with me, I can stay great. But hygiene, no reason to buy things like soap or Visines or getting clothes dry clean. I don't throw away dough on no facials. Yeah, I make rolls on my pennies. I even pay folks in clubs out this case full of pesos I love.
Bro, get them exchanged.
Nope, I'm waiting till the wake's low. Don't hate jokes, just cause y'all wasteful. Y'all wanna make your brother scapegoat. It's fuck. It's all nuance. Use your head. Why get a bed and a couch? You can slouch on a futon instead. If you got a little bread like croutons, download them new songs and spread them coupons.
Michelle, what happened?
I couldn't afford the whole beat. So I was just like, let's just like, just vibe with it. Like, I'll just like spit the verse and then you just start clapping. I'll start it. It's like, yo, if you happy when you save $2 a week, you steal your neighbor's empty bottles and keep all your receipts, and only treat your girl yearly to McDonald's to eat. Don't be ashamed, pop your collars, man, holler at me. If y'all are this cheap, cause this is for acknowledging peeps. It's gotta track every dime using columns and sheets. If you strip search the mall for the bargain to beat, like every day you just a penny safe from starving the streets, keep carving a niche. I started on a jar for the week. Little shaddy still to come for their college degree. Yo, I figure starting early on, the market is key. I plan on having smart daughters all Harvard MZ. And regardless, we gon' never put a car on the streets. Let some gas prices lower and the parking is free. And no parking for me, not even glove scarves or fleece. I may freeze, but I'll keep saving marvelously. Holla. I told you, we just have to vibe with it, man. It's good.
That sounds
it's dope. Yeah, no, it's a good track. Cut it.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. Congratulations to Josh, who won the tickets.
All right, Josh.
Woo, Josh. Got the world premiere.
Quick fingers.
Yeah. World premiere of Hip Hop A. What's the Canadian way of saying hey?
Eh?
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 Hey. How's it going, eh?
So, yeah, we have Rob Hill, Rob with double B. He's going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association along with the Nomadics and Cara Lockwood. And this is your first show after your USA East Canada tour, no?
Yeah, my journeys, yeah, for sure. So looking forward to it. Had a solo acoustic show last week, but looking forward to having the boys behind me tonight on drums and bass, this Friday, so yeah. And I believe Oswaldo's going to be there as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be the MC.
I'll be there, yeah, for sure. It's $5, a $2 beer, so it's going to be really cool.
That's called economically efficient.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
$2 beers?
$2 beers, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Free pool, free darts.
Yeah, free pool.
Bring your parents.
Where is this magical place you speak of?
That's 1143 Kingsway. Yeah, it's every Friday we have shows there. So.
It's right by 20th Ave near Glen.
Yeah.
Very cool. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a really cool place there. So, yeah, this Friday around 8 o'clock there at 1143 Kingsway. How much are the tickets for the hip-hop show?
$20.
$20?
$20. We've got DJs, acts, movie. Got cheap beers, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know, we can't go as cheap as $2, but...
yeah. Commercial drive, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Reasonable priced. Rio's a sweet venue, so yeah, that'd be a great show.
Yeah, for sure. So, Rob, you want to play a song then?
Should we sure, do a let's song do it. So this is called Back and Forth. It's how things go sometimes, you know, between the men and the ladies. So just going to let this one rip here. It's called Back and Forth.
here we go, we're back and forth, back and forth again.
So
that's the first time I've played that without being asleep since yesterday. So it's pretty good overall, I think.
So you're gonna play with the whole band on Friday, like electric and
everything? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we got Gary Edward Allen's ready to rock. He's been waiting 3 months to play the show, so he's pretty stoked. Gary, if you're listening out there, ready to rock. And Max Gordon, I call him Maxicola. He's got his own brand. He's going to be on drums for us, so we'll be rocking out. Looking forward to it.
Okay. For sure. Cool. So guitar, bass, and drums. So.
Yeah, we like to keep it simple and just give you plenty of rhythm.
Yeah.
If you'll pick up your dance shoes after your game of free pool and your $2 beer
and just
do
rock
it up.
Eh?
It's Friday night. Why not?
So how was the tour? Tell me about the tour.
It was really good, man.
You were in New York, no? I was reading your Facebook post there. And
yeah, it was fun, man. It was the airplane, Greyhound, rideshare, couch surfing, Airbnb adventure, basically. So, yeah, New York City was a lot of fun. I think I played about, give or take, about 15 different open mic stages.
Oh, yeah?
I was there for 3 weeks and did some busking and met a lot of great people. Everywhere from hip-hop to folk to you name it. New York's pretty kick-ass for stuff like that. Big city. Lots of stages. Played at the Bitter End, which is really cool. That's like the old stomping grounds from back in the day with like Woody Allen and Joni Mitchell, Neil Young back when they were starting out. So it was cool to dig in my heels to some of the classic places, I guess you'd say. And then off to Ontario. Played some shows in Toronto. Played Elise Palace on a Friday night, which was fun. The fact that Union Station flooded that day was a bit of a deterrent, unfortunately, for people. You know, like Granville Station being underwater.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, it was awesome. We played with the cool band Cletus from Hamilton. They were pretty kick-ass and had a great time there. Saw the family, saw the nephews. My nephew Owen just got a set of drums for his birthday while he was home. He's 9, so I'm kind of jealous about that. But he's having fun, and Jacob's playing the guitar. So it's good to see the family. And then played some shows in Saskatchewan and Alberta on the way back. Natalie Struck helped me set up some shows in Saskatoon. She's a really good pop musician. It was a blast. And decided to start a podcast out of it as well. So got some different acts that you can check out. Episode 1 at robhillmusic.com. It's Rob with 2 B's again, the double B. And it's great to meet all tastes and flavors of music from across the country, basically.
Yeah.
Or the continent, basically. So
cool. Yeah, so yeah, don't miss this guy. It's on Friday. So let's play your song here, no? Mover Shaker.
Yeah, it's the newest one that's been recorded with Doug Fury from Fortissimo Sound. Like what he does, he's an awesome producer. Here we go.
Okay, so you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. This is Rob Hill.
Imaginary cities.
Darkness turned to light.
Back from their international tour.
When I found
this Winnipeg band is known for being exuberant and anthemic at times, moody and soulful at others. Don't miss Imaginary Cities live at the Waldorf on July 12th. Buy your tickets at livenation.com, TicketWeb, or charge by phone at 1-888-222-6608.
The 35th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. From Dan Mangan, The Head and the Heart, and Hey Rosetta, to the voice of Tunisia's Amel Mathluthi and Mozambique's Wazimbo, there are artists you know and love, plus a world of amazing music to discover. Three evenings, two full days of music and magic. You want to be there. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca. supported in part by CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back here, 101.9 FM. So we're here with Rob Hill. He's going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, along with the Nomadics and Kara Lockwood. You said you know Kara?
My bassist does, Gary. So okay. It'll be interesting to hear the story behind how they know each other, because it's a secret. It's not a secret. It's unknown at this point. So yeah, Gary's pretty stoked to see her play. So that's pretty sweet.
Cool. Yeah, she'll be performing around 9 o'clock. So,
yeah, and then I think the Nomadics are on, and then we'll be on after them. So stick around. We'll have you in bed by 1 a.m. if you really need to be. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a weekend, so generally people stay up. So let's do another song. No, you want to do another song?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm gonna slow it down a bit here for a while. This is called Watching Waiting. It's one of my favorite ones to play live as well. And we'll go from there. Watching, waiting for the certain
something I haven't found it yet. Looking, listening for a certain sound that sets me at ease. Sleeping, wake up, looking outside my home. 'Cause I don't wanna feel alone. Waiting for something we're never gonna see.
it's a really cool song.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. So you have a CDs?
I do.
EPs?
I got a couple. Come On In is a fairly full out rock album with the full band with a couple acoustic tracks, and then I've got an acoustic one as well with a few lighter songs and then some full of rhythm as well. So, and it's available on iTunes and Amazon and all that jazz. But definitely check out my website. I got some cool stuff on there. It's available there as well. Again, robhillmusic.com. As well, just throw it out there real quick. I'm always looking for new bands and solo artists as well to put shows together with. I like booking new acts that are looking to get some stage time or are already in full rock mode and looking to team up together to put on a kick-ass show. So give me an email if you got a chance at rob2bs, again, rob_hill@yahoo.ca. And as well, going to have a couple epic live music house parties this summer. Edition. So again, shoot me an email, get a hold of me on my website, invite only. So if you know someone you want to bring along, shoot me an email and join us right near the beach. So
cool. Yeah, so that's Rob Hill. He's going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. That's 1143 Kingsway. And I met Rob before, but saw him earlier at the open mic that we put at this place, Hashery, every Tuesday there. So it's a good show there. The address there is 3293 West 4th Avenue, in this place, Hashery. So yeah, pretty cool open mic. So drop by.
Nice and breezy on the patio.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, I don't know if it's still raining. I don't know.
I think we got a heck of a nice sunny week coming up for all you naysayers out there worried about the summer not being sunny. So
yeah,
gotta be patient. We just had a pretty nice weekend overall until yesterday.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, I'll see you tonight. And
I heard we've got a couple tickets to give away for Friday as well.
Yeah, let's do that. So just give us a call here, 604-822-2487, 822-2487, and I will give you a pair of tickets. So in the meantime, let's listen to Los Furious. They're going to be performing at the Ska Fest on Friday the 13th, I believe. So
spooky. Yeah.
Listen to that and give us a call here if you want to check out the show on Friday, 822-2487. So this was a morning after show, thanks, Rob, for coming. I'll see you maybe tonight, if not on Friday.
Thanks very much for having me.
And stick around because Arthur is here. So, yeah, I'll see you next week.